You're listening to SBS News.
The security guard at Perth's Pan Pacific Hotel returned the positive test result on Saturday. The man, aged in his 20s, had received his first dose of the Pfizer vaccine and developed symptoms which he thought were related to his vaccination. Now, two of his seven housemates have also tested positive and all have been moved into hotel quarantine. The West Australian Premier, Mark McGowan, says it's unknown how the man caught the virus, but investigations are continuing.
It's possible transmission could have occurred while the international arrivals were admitted into hotel quarantine and possibly when transferred to their rooms.
That occurred during the guard's shift on the 24th of April. The guard spent 4 days in the community while infectious. The Premier says WA will not go back into lockdown for now because the cases were caught early.
What has helped enormously is that due to the interim restrictions we've had in place since Tuesday, they have significantly reduced movement in the community and the fact everyone has been wearing masks. That gives us some confidence that the risk of transmission is significantly lower than it would normally be.
Meanwhile, the federal government is further tightening Australia's borders to those travelling from India. From Monday, travellers will be unable to enter Australia if they've been in India in the past 14 days. Penalties for failing to comply could result in a $66,000 fine or up to 5 years in jail, or both. The Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, says any easing of restrictions will be based on the epidemiology in India and Australia's quarantine capacity.
This is a very drastic action, but it is designed to keep Australians safe. It's temporary, it's based on the medical advice, and it will be reviewed on the 15th of May.
The tightening of restrictions comes as the number of returned travellers from India testing positive to COVID-19 in Australian quarantine facilities has risen markedly. The ban is also an attempt to stop people travelling back to Australia through third countries after two Australian cricketers slipped home via Doha this week. But critics say the ban shows Australia's hotel quarantine system is not up to scratch. Labor's Mark Butler.
I think Australians understand that from time to time, these short-term measures need to be put in place to protect the broader Australian community. But they are an exception. And when that exception is put in place, the government of the day should be spending all of their energy in making sure arrangements are in place to lift that ban, not chasing cheap headlines.
And human rights experts say Australians have a right to return home. Sophie McNeil is the Australia researcher at Human Rights Watch.
We think it's outrageous because Australians have a right of return to their own country. And we think that the government should be focusing their efforts on trying to ensure that these stranded Aussies can get home safe and quarantine rather than discussing criminal measures and imposing punishments on people who are in a really desperate situation.
Members of Australia's Indian community say they're feeling abandoned by the federal government. The president of the Indian Society of Western Australia, Supriya Guha, says the announcement came without warning, several hours after a meeting with the immigration minister, Alex Hawke.
On one side, we are sending material and support to India, which is fantastic. We also had a roundtable meeting with the minister, federal minister, yesterday between all the Indian community leaders, and we had so much nice discussion. And this came from out of the blue. We never knew that this was coming. We are all positive. We are all together. We are all supporting what's being done. And suddenly, this is a completely negative message and completely uncalled for. We're very disappointed with this.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Claire Slattery, SBS News.